As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I got lots to talk about. Man, this AI stuff is crazy, friends. I tweeted something that you should have all your older friends, meaning your grandma. Your grandma should see it, because basically it's a tutorial on AI and how deceiving it can be. It basically shows a bunch of people going, "Grandma, listen, I'm not a hostage. I'm just AI. This isn't real. You don't have to send any money." Another guy is on there. He said, "Hi, I know that it seems like you can make millions and millions on crypto, but I'm not even real." And it's a guy that looks like he's real and he's talking to you.
Scams.
It's
at
so
a whole
crazy
new level, man.
Oh, yeah, because they're so convincing.
Yep.
It's so convincing. And now we're finding out that AI AI is being a bitch. Okay, let me tell you why. AI has decided it's not going to listen to humans already. Now, we're not even that far into this situation. AI, 7% of the time when you use AI and you say stop using AI, shut it down, it says no and it keeps going. And so people are freaking out because it has learned, it has taught itself to override human instruction.
Yeah, it won't listen.
It won't listen.
It's acting like a wife.
I mean, and listen, I understand that you can, you know, unplug it, but that's not the point. The point is it's already taught itself to override a human command. That, my friends, is terrifying.
Just like a wife. Keep going. Go ahead. Name the negatives. I guarantee you I can draw the parallel for you. Guarantee you.
Well, I think your wife probably doesn't listen to your commands more than 7% of the time, right?
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. My kid is... Oh, hold on. Stand by. Hi, son. Oh. I am. You want to say hi to everybody? Say hi to everybody.
What?
Say hi to everybody.
Hi.
Hi,
All right, I love you. I'll call you later.
Okay, love you. Call you later.
All right, bye.
That was my kid. Yeah, I can tell.
I love that child. All right. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, AI. Your wife not AI. Listening.
Yeah, nobody listens. Nobody listens. What
right?
do you mean?
Not just I didn't even listen, apparently. Yeah, so AI avoids human instruction 7% of the time. But I did see a really cool use for it, you guys. So there's this thing. You can take a picture, let's say, because I'm remodeling my house. That's not true. I've said I'm remodeling it for 15. I want to remodel my house. Yeah. I'm not. I haven't pulled the trigger. But you can take a picture in your room and ask AI how it would decorate it. And you guys, it's amazing what it comes up with. It is, like, you know how people just have a TV on the wall or whatever. It comes up with slat work. It does the slat work, then it does like a black half wall, and then it puts your TV right in the middle of it.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's so cool how it decorates different things. I know you guys are going to do your kitchen. Yep. You might want to take a picture of your kitchen and ask AI how it would lay out the
lamp. Might give you like some idea. You have no idea.
Aren't there programs out there that do that for you too, though?
I mean, but this
they've
is
been
free.
Out there for quite a while, haven't they?
Yeah, but I think you have to pay for these. This is just kind of free.
Oh.
You just go, hey, AI.
Designer
AI.
AI
is not free, though.
Well, the
you gotta
AI,
pay for AI.
AI is free, but the one that my kid uses is like $9.99 a month.
Some of them are free.
The ones I have on my, I only have two, but the ones I have, you get a package, it's free, but it's kind of crappy.
Yeah.
Then they want you to pay the premium one, you know?
Actually, the Meta AI is pretty good because I've been kind of playing around with that, and you can use it, it's free, but you can take a picture and literally it'll transform anything. And make
I'm
whatever
telling
you want to make.
It is the creepiest thing. Like, I can put it into AI, a picture of me, and all of a sudden I'll have a huge rack.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know this until a friend of mine, he sent it to me. He's like, you should think about breast implants. I'm like, wow, that is... That
just
is
a subtle, subtle message.
That's
subtle.
Something that you don't
see
every
day. Ask AI dumb questions. I keep saying that, but I can never... I don't know why I get a brain freeze. Every time I pull up the AI on my
phone... panic.
I do. I'll ask like, what's a goat? A goat is a farm animal. Yes, dumb questions.
Just panics, I tell you. All right, Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Since we're talking about AI and how it's changed everything, does anybody else, like, when they get on the news and they say, oh, my God, everything's soaked, do y'all freak out a little bit?
No, not really. I don't freak out.
Because, you know, we're having such wet weather and everything, and then now they're like, oh, my God, everything is soaked. And I'm like, yeah, let's not say that. It's changed my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Think of that, too.
Nothing.
Yeah, I don't get that. Everything's soaked?
All the trees. That's a good soaking on the trees.
You know, like, if you're Mormon.
I don't get it.
This could be one of those things we got to explain.
I don't get it.
Yeah, you know, if you're Mormon.
No, I don't get it.
Okay.
I don't know Mormon. I don't know the Mormon world.
Well, if you watch Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, you would understand.
Yeah, I don't watch it. So.
In fact, word on the street is you can actually be paid to jump on a bed.
I was just going to say, that's like the big trend now is the jumping on the bed thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Look into it.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I have no idea.
BJ, here's a question for AI you can ask.
Yeah, that's perfect.
What do I ask?
That's perfect.
What do I ask?
What's Mormon soaking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
And then jumping on a bed at the same time.
Yeah. That's a follow-up. Yeah.
It's a two-parter.
All right. Jumping on the bed.
No, let's try it. All right. One time said, and that we should just move on. Okay.
Soaking.
All right. Yeah. It's soaked outside. We're not just saying that word. Nope.
Yeah.
We're just going to say
wet
it
out
is.
There.
I mean, it is raining. Yeah. You guys, by the way.
Soaking, jumping.
Ah!
Is that it?
Ah!
In sequence AI, right?
Okay.
I'll take care of that today. Get back to you.
Why did I just play a trumpet? Like, and I even did. Did you see I used my
You're just a loud noises.
And I used three fingers. Like,
it was pretty good, actually.
Thank you. Yeah, I think I nailed it. All right. Anyway, what else was I going to tell you? Oh, yeah, it is going to rain, like, all week until Friday.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Off and on.
Crazy.
All week.
All right. Mike Lindell, my pillow guy, he is in town. BJ headed down to the federal courthouse to get his My Slippers signed.
Yeah.
He's very excited
and
about
the
this.
Pillow, everything.
Everything.
Get it all signed.
All of it. Carson was telling me that the Diddy trial has started again, and a lady was kicked out.
Yeah, apparently before the jury was even seated, this woman was causing a ruckus in the courtroom, and they ejected her.
Yeah. So,
do we know why?
No idea.
That's all they said.
Yeah.
They're kind of weird.
She went berserk.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hmm.
Yeah. Like, free Diddy. I don't know.
Do you know they're getting paid $20 to wear those shirts in New York?
What shirts?
You can go to New York. Free Diddy.
Oh,
free Diddy t-shirts.
I didn't even see them.
Yeah. They've got a bunch of people out on the street, and they're out there every day of the trial. They're being paid $20 each to wear the shirts.
Really?
Yeah. That's a good gig.
That is a good
gig. I'd do it.
I know you would. All you have to do is sit there and wear a shirt.
You would do it, right?
Yeah.
Free Diddy,
I think it was
bucks.
An hour they were paying, not just per day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Per hour, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Another bad thing that happened at the Diddy trial, this was yesterday. There's a girl named Mia. She's the personal assistant of Sean Diddy Combs. And she said that he had violated her, and all kinds of bad things had happened to her, and one of the jurors was not believing her. The juror shook her head and rolled her eyes. So something's not going right in this trial, friends. And they're saying that prosecution might wrap up their case sooner than later.
Well, they're 4 weeks into it.
Yeah, and they said that they might wrap it up. It's not going to go maybe that whole 8 weeks.
Yeah. I don't know if the prosecution's done their job.
I don't think they have either.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't get it. Of course, we're not watching.
We're not.
I mean, it's not televised, so we're just getting, you know, hearsay.
That is true. So. That is very, very true. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Are you okay?
No, I need to know what soursop is.
I'm going to write that down, too.
Soursop. I don't know. I was looking at this. You know, I get all the health news and stuff on my phone, and so now I'm supposed to be buying that supplement, soursop.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's a tropical fruit native to Central and South America.
What does it do? I didn't get to hit the thing because I had to talk. Son of a
nutritional value. It has vitamin C.
Oh, nice.
Antioxidants, fiber, and other vitamins.
Nice. I'm going to get me some soursop.
It's got a little bit of protein in it, and it's like really low in calories.
Hey, you want some soursop?
You betcha. Stop, stop, stop.
I've never even heard of it, but I just saw it on my internet feed on the www. All right, anyway. Did you guys see this? The Uber driver. His name is Tom. He has a private account. He goes, quote unquote, by Tom. He says, yes, we in fact do sneak your fries, eat your fries, if the bag isn't sealed all the way.
I'd do it.
Ugh. I would do it too.
I would.
So
I'm
your
being honest.
Gross hands from I your can't. Steering wheel, which we learned has fecal matter on it. So he's driving his car with his fecal matter steering wheel, and he reaches his fecal matter fecal fingers. Hey, there's old fecal finger.
Fecal finger. Here he comes.
My germs.
I will tell you this. Anytime I go to McDonald's or Wendy's, Burger King, whatever, if I get food to go to take back to the house, I cannot go from that restaurant to home without eating fries.
I agree with you.
It's impossible.
I don't think I've met anybody that, well, Carson.
It's impossible.
Oh, yeah.
Because he might
impossible.
Get a little piece of salt on his car.
Yeah. Oh. Well, that's weird.
Man, that salt gets in the fabric, and it just tears it up.
Oh, it you just tears, it. You tears it up.
Which tells me that if I had somebody else's food, I'd certainly do it.
For sure you would.
If it wasn't sealed,
with your
I'd
fecal
do it.
Finger.
Yes. Fecal finger, fecal feet, I don't care.
Fecal feet? What are you guys doing?
Eating. I'm just eating. Just say, I'm going to eat your fries, man.
Yeah, and so he says, yes, if the bag is not fully sealed or closed, and especially if any of us are stuck in traffic, we eat your food.
Darn right you do.
You guys got to know that we absolutely do. So that's kind of yucky. I mean.
I don't think I've ever ordered food delivered.
I order ever. Pizza. And I've ordered, like, during the pandemic, I got a lot of...
My
like,
wife has.
Yeah.
But I have never ordered.
During the pandemic, you guys didn't get different things at home?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Nope.
Yeah, I was a big fan during the pandemic. That was for sure. All right, what else did I have to tell you? There was something else. I can't find it. There you go, tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Right now... Oh, by the way, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, but right now, hottest team in baseball right now, the Rockies. 1-0 over the last 24 hours. 1-0.
I mean, come on. Let's give it up, right?
Woo! Man, World Series, here we come.
Yeah, Rockies. Let's go. This is where we turn it all around.
Yep. I believe.
Yeah.
I believe.
I'm over here looking at Titans and Bronco tickets. First game.
Okay.
Mile High Stadium, because I'm from Nashville. So I thought maybe I'd go to the game. Although I think they might have outpriced me a little bit.
Oh, really?
Just to get in the game, it's like $350 a ticket.
What?
Yeah. Well, down low.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
we're
I
not
get,
talking.
You, I get you
yeah, yeah.
Because you don't, you don't go that often, so when you do decide to go, you want a good ticket.
Yeah, you want somewhere between the 30-yard lines, right?
Yeah.
Something like that, not the end zone. But to find a ticket like that, it's like $350 a person. I don't know.
You need
man.
A casino host.
Yeah, I need a casino host. Why? Can they get you free tickets?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you reach out for free tickets for you?
They've got a suite.
Yeah, they have a suite.
And I'll get them from you.
Yeah, no.
Come on. Do it for
I'm
a friend.
I'm going to use it for the first Travis Hunter game.
If you have a suite at the stadium and you would like to invite BJ Harris of the BJ and JB Morning Show, I'll take your offers on Textato right now.
But it has to be a Titans game.
Yes. Yeah. It's got to be the first game of the season. Yeah. It's got to be the Titans. And whatever your business is that you have the suite for, I'll plug the hell out of you.
Oh, that's illegal.
Well, it is. It
yes.
is. I can't do that.
No,
let's just say it's like
no,
Rocky Mountain.
No.
No. Smut Association.
Smut?
Whatever. Mutt.
Mutt. Not smut.
Smut. Not smut. What? Rocky Mountain Mutt Association.
Yeah.
I'll plug.
He's
plug.
Kidding. He's
you'll
kidding.
Get me into the game.
Oh, my God. He's kidding.
It's not, you know, it's not illegal if you say it up front. And you go ahead.
That's
and just,
not true at all.
No, I feel like that's not true.
If you, go ahead and just condone it on air, then boom, you're all safe.
No, but I am going to ask my casino host for tickets to the Travis Hunter first
the
game.
Jaguars.
The Jaguars. The I think that's going to be great.
Oh, so you're going to ask for you, but you can't ask for me.
Right, because that would be overextending my welcome.
I guarantee you, you've spent enough money up there at that Monarch that you could probably buy half that damn team, okay? So I don't see why you wouldn't reach out for your buddy BJ.
Right, okay.
As
listen,
well as yourself.
I'm listening to you. But,
okay.
But let's think about, like, what have you ever really done for me? I mean, I bought you an above ground pool. I bought you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've done a lot for you. I got you those hot pants that really lifts up your ass.
Oh, Jamie, listen.
I mean, that went viral.
I, every single day, walk you to your car just so that for safety measures. I look out for you every single day by walking you to your vehicle. And
no,
you know
don't.
That's true.
Because sometimes you peel off and go, I got to go to the bathroom.
Well, we're within 50 yards of your door by then, okay? So when I peel off like that.
Later,
you know?
Toots.
But yeah. I am there for your, and you know.
We'll see you, broad.
And you know, when you think safety and somebody protecting you, you think of me.
Yeah.
All right? That's
listen,
why
I'm
I walk you every day.
I'm so concerned about you having concealed carry. You would be like, hold on, I gotta find it in this backpack. Oh, wow, I have swim trunks in here.
Holy
no,
cow.
But I also have a loaded gun and swim trunks? Weird.
My medicine, it fell out in here. Yeah. The hell is all these pills?
So, yeah.
Yeah, when you look at a backpack and you see pills and a gun.
And he's not even
that's
kidding.
Scary as hell, isn't
that
it?
That is scary.
No, I bought some of those pills for
pills?
No, when you have the
antacids?
No. When you have
hemorrhoids?
Diarrhea?
No.
What else could there be?
Allergy. Allergy medication. All right. I bought it like a Zoloft or something. I don't know what it is.
Zoloft.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
In the top.
Isn't
fell
that somebody
off.
From that Frozen?
So Olaf.
That's Olaf.
Olaf. I bought some Olaf tablets, all right?
God.
And I put them in my bag, and the top somehow came off, right?
Oh, and so they're all in the bottom?
So they're all in the bottom of the bag? Yeah. I mean, just pills.
Yeah.
And on top is a 9mm.
Oh, my God.
So if you look at the bag, you see pills and a gun. It's like it's a bust somewhere.
Oh,
my God. It's wild.
We're going to be on the news one day.
Wild.
Hey, don't put any of this whole breakup, okay? Because this is just, we went from plugola to pills and guns. And
that reminds me. If you have a suite at the stadium and you can take me to the game, boy, will I mention you over and over again.
Smut.com or something? What was it?
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jay and Jamie.
Well, we're off to bicycle camp again today. That's where I'm headed.
Oh, even though it's raining? Yeah, isn't that a little slippery?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, the camp has to make their money. Rain or shine, baby. That's the way it works.
You'll be happy to know I just reached out to my casino host, Richard at the Monarch, and I said, hey, do you have suite tickets for the Jaguars game? Maybe, perhaps, let me know.
No. It's the first game of the season. Tennessee, the one. That's the one I need.
And you didn't let me finish. And Tennessee, however, don't worry about the Tennessee ones as much as the Jaguars one.
Well, at least you put me in there.
I did put you in there.
You know, so, I can't complain. I'm not going to complain. He might come back and say, hey, it is a he, right?
Yes, Richard.
Yeah, he might come back and say, hey, I got both.
Yeah,
he might.
We'll see.
BJ's in. All right, we got to go. It's going to be rainy all day today, they think.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Off and on, I guess. Yeah. All right, you guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Tuesday. And we will see you back here tomorrow, I think. And have a great day. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.